Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. During the homeschool survival series that we did a couple of months ago, we talked a lot about learning styles, and we had Tyler Hogan come on and he talked about just being able to recognize the different learning styles. If you missed that podcast, you must go back and listen to it because it's absolutely fascinating to learn how our kids' brains work and how we can adapt their learning to how God created them. It's a really, really great episode. And so we talked about learning styles, which are auditory, visual, and kinesthetic, but we talked about a whole lot more than that. But one of the things, Carrie, that you mentioned in the book is the five learning languages. And I had not heard about that until this book. Talk about that. What are the five learning languages and how do they work?
Sure. Well, I hadn't heard about it either until I started writing the book. I did a lot of research on homeschool books that were already out there. And a lady by the name of Sarah Janice Brown, she has a book called How to Homeschool. It's just a little one that you can fit in your pocket and get on Amazon. But she talks about, I'm going to even refer to it, the detective, the creator, the follower, the friend, and the explorer. And she describes each of them into great detail. So I kind of put it into my own words of what each one was. But to me, I loved the description of each of these. And they're user-friendly even for your kids, that if you want to go and you could even read to them these different ones, and they're not so abstract to them that they're like, oh, what's kinesthetic? Like, to them, they're like, oh yeah, I can relate to that one. I'm the detective. So it kind of takes those other learning styles and puts them more into like a kid-friendly version of it. So the detective,
okay,
is he's the one that's like, or he or she, they're out on a mission. They want to go find stuff. They want to dive deeper into different subjects and figure out things on their own. They want to discovery is their quest. They want to know, what will I find at the museum, or how is this thing put together? They'll take things apart and want to put it back together. And just that's me.
Yeah.
So I love this. Like when I was a kid, I used to love taking a flashlight apart and figuring out where all the pieces go and then putting it back together. So that's your detective. And your kids, again, they can fall into all of these categories, but they're probably going to have one that's like that they gravitate to maybe the most. And that can really help you to pick which method or which style of learning to use. But I mean, things change too. So you have to be kind of flexible as we go, like lifestyles change or kids' personalities kind of ebb and flow. So that's the detective. Right. Then we have the creator. Does your daughter like to invent things? So this is my son, the creator. I will go into his room and try not to blow up because it's such a mess. And his room is like a wreck all the time. Actually, both of our boys. But I will, if I look a little bit deeper into the chaos, there are rolls of toilet paper that are put together, and there's sticks that they've gathered from outside and cotton balls that they've gathered and made these amazing creations. And they're like, Mom, look at this like sword and this knife. And like, they're really into like savage and Indian stuff right now. But if I let go of who I am and my control freakness, then I can discover that there is so much there. So yeah, that's the creator. And each of these, like I put in my book too, what approach might work best for you if there are these different styles. So for example, the creator, he might really thrive on the Montessori method or the unschooling method.
So let's move on to the next one. What is the third learning language?
Yes. And I just want to give credit back to Sarah Janice Brown again, too. This is where I was getting all this information and just kind of put it into my own words here. But so the detective, we talked about the creator, and the third one is the follower. And the follower thrives on the traditional approach. They like to do the worksheets. They like to have the speed drills. They like to please their teacher. And this is my second born, which makes it really easy for me to teach him because that's how I was. And that's just, I guess it was just comfortable for me. It was what I knew the best. So if your kid loves to do all that, I mean, there's a whole list of traditional curriculum that you could follow for that. So that's the follower. And I mean, that's my son to a T. He speeds through those speed drills. He's like, I got them all wrong. Or I got them all wrong. I don't think he'd be excited about that. Yeah, I got them all right. but yeah, so that's the follower. and then we have the friend. And this person or this son or daughter of yours is one that you will watch and they always want to be with somebody. They learn best in a group setting. And this is my daughter. She's always asking me to have play dates and to do fun things with her friends. They like to do projects together. This was not me. This is like, I think best when I am in my own little bubble and can just work it out. And when I have to work in a group, yeah, it's challenging for me, but not for the friend. The friend loves that setting. So if you have a friend, you might need to be intentional as a homeschool mom to do those play dates, to get your kids into a co-op, mm-hmm, or to find universities, yeah, that offer free classes or whatnot. And then the last one here is the explorer. And I love this one. The explorer wants to take what they're learning in the classroom and go find it somewhere. So they don't want to just learn about Little House on the Prairie. They want to go build a prairie. They want to experience the prairie.
Yeah.
And I love that because I feel like with most kids, I think that all kids would love this approach too, because this is what makes school come alive, is when you can find ways in your home to implement them in the world. This one is going to be your one that loves to travel, to go places, to do those things. And if this is you, the Charlotte Mason method, unit study, more formula, unschooling, all of those things would be really good for the explorer. And you might struggle to have that child fit into a traditional curriculum. And I would even encourage you, if you get a chance, to read the different, or talk about them with your kids, because when you put them into those terms, it's really easy for them to identify themselves within that context. So, yeah. And another great way to find out, yeah, if this is which one they are, is to just watch how they play, watch how they interact with people, mm-hmm, and then try to cater your homeschool experience to what fits your kid and what fits you.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.